Christy Jamison is the new president of the Wrangell Cooperative Association, or WCA, board. She was voted into the position at the WCA's regular meeting. Jamison says her first priority is to organize and standardize the way the board works. She says there are a few ways to do that.
Number one, bring forth and update all the policies and procedures and bylaws. There's like three main documents that really need to be brought up to compliance.
Jamison says trust between the board and the tribal community has been an issue in the past. She says she hopes that will change for the better with the new officers.
I'm going to keep everything transparent. The agendas are going to be posted, publicly posted. You know, I'm going to have a suggestion box. I have a lot of ideas that I want to bring forth, and it's not like I have to recreate the wheel, but it's going to be something different where we can bring in our members to become more involved with the tribe again.
April Hutchinson was voted in as the secretary and treasurer at the meeting. She says increasing transparency and community involvement are her goals as well.
And I don't think it was like that before. So I really want to keep it so people know what's going on. It doesn't seem like there was much involvement from the community before.
Hutchinson says, as secretary, she plans on putting out flyers and public notices before meetings to increase attendance. She says she has a few more ideas to make board meetings more welcoming to tribal members.
We might even have to, start using the snow building as a bigger venue to hold our meetings so people feel like they are more involved. Right now it's being held at the IGAP WCA office, kind of a round table. And there's only a few seating, so I really want to make it so people feel comfortable coming in and participating in the agenda.
President Christy Jamison says she also plans to focus on jobs.
Creating more projects to employ our tribal members, which is a real difficult one.
She says that will involve grant funding and good communication. She and Hutchinson both hope for more active tribal membership as well. Jamison plans to encourage tribal members to get membership cards and attend events and public meetings. That way, she hopes the WCA board will be able to better reflect the tribe it represents.
It's all about unity, and moving forward and regaining their trust with the tribal members. It's building that trust and loyalty back into the WCA board, the organization.
Former President Tim Gillen Sr. resigned from his seat at the end of the meeting. Jamison says she hopes to have that seat filled soon. Ernie Christian was appointed vice president of the board. He was not able to be reached for comment by deadline on Wednesday. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.